Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio Sports. I am at Windsor High School speaking to Allie Moore and Taylor Duncan, our co-athletes of the week for the Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week Award. The Windsor volleyball team, in case you haven't heard, they're on to state. First time any girls program in Windsor history has reached a state semifinal, a.k.a. The Final Four. And, of course, Taylor Duncan and Allie Moore, significant pieces to that success and to that accomplishment. Taylor Setter and senior for Windsor, and Allie Moore libero and senior as well. And you guys put up fantastic stats all year long. We know that. Last week, it is a week-by-week award, so we take into consideration last week's stats. So here they are. And for Allie Moore, it was 32 service points, 10 aces, 57 serve receives, and 64 digs. And for Taylor, it was 61 serving points, 17 aces, 97 assists, 33 digs, and 11 kills. And this was through the district, sectional, and quarterfinal run. So now that our listeners are all caught up, because you guys already know this information, Allie, just let's address the run you guys have had through that district tournament. I mean, you beat DeBerg, you beat Afton, you beat St. Louis Notre Dame. Let's start there and just talk about how tough it was to win districts, to get three match wins to get to where you guys are.
I mean, it seemed like as a team, we just kind of all got it together at the time we needed to get it together. We all started playing as a team instead of as individuals. As our coach Duker's always telling us to play as a team, we always play better as a team. The more fun we have on the court also determines our playing. We always seem to perform better whenever we're less stressed out and we're all playing together, having a good time. But yeah, we got everything together at the right time, and we're just moving forward at this point.
Now you guys go to St. Genevieve High School, and you beat St. Gen, which won a very tough district with Central, one of the better teams in our area, and they also beat Festus as well, St. Genevieve did. And then you guys beat them, and then you beat Perryville. Taylor, I'll go to you now. The moment that you guys got that final point in that third and decisive set and knew that you were state-bound, what was that feeling like?
It was unforgettable. I'll remember that moment for the rest of my life now. It was just... because we had a tough second set. That set was just, I don't know what happened. It was just falling apart. And then we came out the third set strong, and we figured out what we needed to do, and it was amazing. Like, it was awesome.
Now, do you guys ever pre-plan, like, how you guys celebrate a big victory like this, or does it all just kind of come together randomly? Taylor, did you think about it? Did you have any thought in your mind, boy, how am I going to celebrate if we actually pull this off?
No, it just, whatever happens, happens. Like, me and Allie fell to the ground, and we were, like, looking at each other, and then everyone else just dogpiled on us, and that's just how it went.
Allie, you want to get in on that?
Yeah, so we don't like to think we're going to win, because then we'll get cocky. And as we saw the second set of Perryville, I believe, we are getting a little cocky. But, we did well.
All right, cool. Let's look at the stats for you guys for last week. I'm sure, like I said, I know the stats look great for across the board, but... I mean, 97 assists, and we're talking about, what, five matches, three opponents in district, and one in sectionals, and one in quarterfinals. 97 assists, 61 service points, including 17 aces. Taylor, talk about those three numbers. They blow my mind. I'm sure you guys are used to it by now. But those three numbers, how critical are those to winning?
That's awesome. I was back on that serving line for a long time, and I was just, when I go back there, I just focus on getting the ball in rather than getting an ace. As long as I get it over and I don't mess that up, then I'll be good. And my assist, that's all from my hitters. Like, I could not get that number without the help of my hitters.
And those are?
Let's see. We got Alyssa. We have Abby. We have Lexi. We have Lydia. We have Sydney. We have... Madison Williams, Madison Hegney, Bailey. Yeah, I think those are our hitters.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they all got at least a hit during the run?
Yeah, for sure. They're all helpers.
Okay, very well. Now let's address this whole first girls team in any sport in Windsor getting to a state Final Four. maybe you guys are just living in the moment now, but 2019 is going to go down as one of the best, if not the best year in Windsor volleyball or Windsor girls athletics, period. Are you guys thinking about that at this point, or are you just going to kind of push on through to state and worry about that later?
We're definitely trying to stay honest because we do have more matches at state, so we don't want to do too much celebrating yet because we do still want to perform at state. And our team, I believe we can. But I think it was a matter of the will to win. You know, like, we all really wanted it together as a team, and we were all passionate about it. And so we just went out there, and we won districts, and everybody was like, oh, man. And then we won sectionals, and we're going to state, and it's just a crazy experience, you know. The congratulations are endless, but we're just all trying to stay honest and focus on what our next thing is going to be.
Yeah, no, I got you. And hopefully the congratulations, hopefully you're not tired of it at this point. But before we sign off here, two more things. Coach Duker, Stephanie Duker Richmond is your head coach. When she nominated both of you girls for Athlete of the Week, she said that you both have been invaluable to the success this season, not just in stats, but also in leadership, attitude, and effort, with one being the libero, and that would be you, of course, Allie, and the other one being the setter, Taylor. One is really no good without the other, and they have both been fabulous. That's all caps fabulous, by the way, with an exclamation point. Your thoughts on those comments there and just what Coach Duker Richmond has meant to your successes here, Allie?
Yeah, 100%. Me and Taylor just have a chemistry on the court that I don't think any other passer and setter really has. We've been playing together for 4 years, and she's used to my passes. Our hitters are used to her sets. It's the chemistry on the court that really decides who's going to win the ball game.
And you had 64 digs, by the way, before I asked Taylor about the same thing. But mm-hmm. 64 digs is a lot, too, in 5 matches.
Oh, yes. Digging, that's my job. That keep the ball off of the floor.
Yeah, you have a lot of fun diving and scraping knees and all that stuff?
That's my favorite place to be. I love it. It's great.
All right, Taylor, same question regarding the comments from Coach.
It's just Duker has helped us come out of our shell this whole time. We were on varsity as a freshman, and obviously going in to that position, you don't know what you're going to do. You don't know what's going to happen. And me and Allie just stuck by each other's side, and we're confident with each other. We're not afraid to put each other straight and yell at each other if they need to be yelled at. And we just, like she said, she knows exactly how I like my passes. My hitters know exactly how, or I know how my hitters like their hits. And we all work together. It's awesome.
Yeah, so this is, I mean, I know this is an individual Athlete of the Week award, but I know you guys wouldn't have earned it if it wasn't for your team, and I know you would agree with that concept, with that thought. All right, last thing before we sign off here. The Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy will donate $25 to a charity of your choice. It's got to be a joint choice, so like you guys do on the court, work together and figure out which one you would like your $25 donation to go to. Who wants to reveal what that is? Taylor, okay.
We've decided to pick the Alzheimer's Association.
All right, very good. And the reason behind that choice for both of you? Taylor, I'll go with you first.
I don't know. We just thought that both, like, kind of, it's a great association, and we figured might as well contribute to it while we can.
All right, very well. All right, guys. Well, congratulations on being Athlete of the Week. You got the Final Four to now concern yourself with. We'll not bug you anymore about anything else. But St. Michael, the Archangel, I think is what we actually didn't decide, apparently, which way we're going to pronounce it. But anyway, that's your first round opponent. And then round robin, of course, St. Francis Borgia and then Logan Rogersville. You guys will play at some point Friday as well at the Show Me Center in Cape, where I know you guys have been before. And then a chance to play in the championship. In the evening, you guys could be the last match possible. So we're excited. Jefferson County community, I know, is behind you guys, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, that is Taylor Duncan, Allie Moore, our Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week, co-athletes of the week, joining us here on Regional Radio. It is on to state again Friday at the Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau is the place to be if you want to witness some outstanding defensive volleyball and a chance for the Windsor Owls to punch their ticket to the championship on Saturday, which, by the way, will be broadcast on J98.